So, Gavin, this thing that happened in July, these guys were pulled over. They were just on their way to the Pokemon Go Fest in Illinois, and this deputy in Stark County pulls him over. What is it that he did that the ACLU takes umbrage with?
Well, the problem, I think, is that the officer turned what could have been a typical traffic stop that all of us have, well, that most of us have experienced at one point in our lives, and turned it into an opportunity to search for contraband, to engage in something unrelated to a traffic violation whatsoever, and without any reason to do so. And that is something that the Fourth Amendment and courts have dealt with time and time again.
Now, we see sometimes when we're driving, we see police have somebody pulled over, and sometimes a second cop car will come up, and then they've got people out of the car, and they're doing a search. Is that illegal? I mean, they can search sometimes, right?
When they have reason to believe, when something happens during the course of a traffic stop that gives them reason to believe that there is something nefarious, for lack of a better way of putting it, going on, when they develop probable cause to believe that there is actual criminal activity afoot and something and evidence of that activity in the vehicle, they certainly can. That did not happen here before the officer decided to turn a normal traffic stop into something more than that.
Okay. When an officer asks, and this is just kind of in general so people will know, when an officer says, "Can I search your vehicle?" do you have to let him?
Absolutely not. You have the right to refuse a search. When they have probable cause to believe that there is evidence of criminal activity inside a vehicle, they can still search, notwithstanding your failure to give consent. But you have every right to say, no, you do not have permission to search my car.
And you mentioned, or at least the lawsuit mentions, the Fourth Amendment here. Just for clarification, this is the amendment that says you are secure in your own or on your own private property. In other words, you have the right not to be searched without probable cause, right?
That's absolutely correct.
So what is the ACLU asking for here in the lawsuit?
Well, the only thing we're asking for in the lawsuit is that the plaintiffs, the three persons who are on their way to the Pokemon Go Fest, be monetarily compensated for their injuries. More important than that, though, I think both our office and the three people that we represent want to make sure that the deputy and other persons in his office are aware that this is something that they simply cannot do.
All right. Is there anything that I didn't ask that you think is important to add about this case?
I think that's about it. And if you have any questions concerning what Pokemon Go is, you can ask them to someone who is not me. But other than that...
And me too. But I think, you know, this certainly presents something that I think is important for everybody to know.
And something that I think happens far more frequently than it should. And we as a nation are accustomed to seeing the instance where stuff really, really goes bad. But it's important to make sure it never gets to that point when all you have is maybe these guys were speeding a little bit. It should be a very simple, commonplace interaction.